Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, this is an exciting day for your family. An exciting day for us to be able to offer you our love and support and encouragement in this new beginning. As you speak on behalf of someone so tiny and adorable, and then together we support a mini adult ready for new experiences in the Lord. And we give thanks for both of you. How are things with your soul this morning? That's the new question around here. Might want to get used to it. Might want to prepare yourself for it. How are things with your soul? There isn't just three or four answers. There are many. I once knew an extraordinary colleague, and at one point he shared with me that he had four emotions. Happy, sad, mad, and glad. That was it. Let me suggest to you that he'd been through so much trauma in his life that it wasn't surprising that he had been limited to just four, maybe five. He was the chaplain that identified the bodies for 9/11. Then when the catastrophe happened in New Orleans, he was the chief chaplain. You can imagine what happened when a photograph went around the world with him carrying an automatic weapon while wearing a black shirt and white collar. But that was the scenario. How are things with your soul this morning? Can you name it? Are you still struggling with it? If you are still struggling with it, you're normal. You're normal. We come to today's gospel reading and the good news of that reading as we explore together Jesus' message of incarnation. His message of incarnation is so profound that many missed it. What he said in essence is, take me in. Let me become part of you and you of me, and everything that I represent, make it part of who you are as well. Some really struggled with the gospel reading because it sounded almost barbaric. But in reality, the good news was, drink me in. Eat the experience of me. Allow me to fill you with all good things. So that when you ask the question, how are things with your soul, you can honestly say, better than yesterday. Not as good as it'll be tomorrow. In a constant growing relationship with Christ. What would that mean for you in the next 2 weeks? Five key words to take with you today. Number one, to be in a constant state of prayer. Why is that healthy? Because if you're not in a constant state of prayer, you're in another state. And not always a healthy place. And to be in a constant state of prayer is to be in constant connection with Christ. This is not an easy mandate to set. A matter of fact, it's quite challenging. But to be deliberately and intentionally in a state of prayer means that you are profoundly serious about your relationship with Jesus. Second, to ponder. Not only to pray, but to ponder the scriptures, to read them, to take them in, and allow them to be reflected in our daily lives. Third, to reconsider your purpose. I didn't say your job. I said your purpose. I didn't say your role. your purpose. I didn't say what everybody expects of you. No, your purpose. What has God called you to do in this world that is unique from everybody else? An opportunity to be extraordinary. Not to celebrate the harvest, but to celebrate the planting of every seed. To make a difference in all that we say and do. The next one's the most difficult, and that's perseverance. For life can be challenging, extraordinarily challenging. Perseverance means that you never, ever, ever give up. That you stay the road no matter what. And last but not least, to learn how to play. I don't know about you, but I know this is the hardest one for me, to play. I always feel guilty about the other stuff I'm supposed to be doing. But to play allows our spirit to be refreshed. So in the next 2 weeks, I will golf badly. I will throw darts, and I may hit the target. I will go on long walks and enjoy the creation around me and try to avoid snakes. I will try, and I invite you to do the same, to be creative of how you play. I will paint pictures that I'll never show anyone, but they will bring peace. Discover ways to play. 5 really simple words. And as a young person taking these really simple words, pray. Ponder the scriptures. Discover your purpose. The way you are going to change the world. Persevere no matter what the obstacles are. And as much as life can be a joy, the pain is there as well. Surround yourself and people that love you and allow them to hold you up and to play and teach him how to play. These are not just values, ethics, and morals for the young, but for each and every one of us. Let me close with this thought. And I know this is true. Sometimes the strongest among us are the ones who smile through silent pain, cry behind closed doors, and fight battles nobody knows we're fighting. May God be your strength. May Christ's cross be your vision. And may the Holy Spirit uphold you and grant you strength in the coming week.